KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 21 degrees. We look for some areas of fog this morning and partly cloudy skies with a high around 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, an electric space heater is highly suspected as the cause of a house fire Tuesday night here in Atlantic. Firefighters were called to 1308 Birch at around 7:44 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News that when they arrived, flames were shooting out of a front window.
We got a quick knockdown on the outside and then fought it for a while before we made entry really deep inside. But the resident was not home at the time, which is a good thing. We weren't sure at the very beginning. We got a knockdown and then took quite a while to get a lot of the hot spots out as they breached into the ceiling and was spreading throughout the home. And the home has got a lot of material in it, so it was difficult to extinguish.
Dean Barber and his adult son rent the home. McNeese said they learned the two were on the way to eastern Iowa, where they planned to have Thanksgiving with Barber's daughter, and they were planning on returning to Atlantic sometime today. The chief said also that three weapons and some ammunition were found in the home.
They were in an area when firefighters were in there and working, where they actually kind of shifted and tipped out away from the a corner that they're in, so just for safety's sake, why they grab those out, and we never know if they're loaded or not. Don't need a gun accidentally falling over. We brought those out and gave them to the Lake Police Department for safety.
McNeese said that one of two electric space heaters is the likely cause of the blaze, which caused substantial damage to the inside of the home. A better examination of the scene is expected to take place today, and McNeese said the state fire marshal's office will be contacted to get a second opinion on which of the devices are to blame. One of the heaters, McNeese said, was near a couch. The contents of the home were a substantial loss, but McNeese said Barber has rental insurance. The Red Cross will be contacted today to offer assistance as needed. The crews were on the scene until about 10 o'clock last night. Atlantic Fire and Rescue was assisted by Atlantic Police, Medevac Ambulance, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, Atlantic Municipal Utilities, and the Cass County Emergency Management Agency. Sheriff's officials in Cass County yesterday released the name of a truck driver whose vehicle, which was equipped with a crane, rolled onto its side into a ditch Tuesday morning south of Wyota. Authorities said 50-year-old Wesley Nicholas of Essex was driving the 2017 Peterbilt truck with a crane attached when the vehicle slipped onto the shoulder of Cass County Road N28 or 690th Street at around 9:45 a.m. Nicholas had reportedly been adjusting the cab's heater control knobs and wasn't paying attention to the road when the accident happened just south of Lansing Road. Cumberland, Messina, and Wyota Fire and Rescue responded to the scene along with Medevac Ambulance, Cass County EMA, and Cass County Sheriff's Deputies. Cumberland Fire Chief Sean South told KJAN News that Nicholas had to be extricated from the cab by crews using the Jaws of Life, a mechanical extraction tool. He was conscious and breathing and talking with rescuers before being transported to CCMH by Medevac. Both lanes of N28 were blocked for a time following the crash. Damage to the truck and crane, which was owned by Bruce Supplies of Red Oak, was estimated at $500,000. Authorities cited Nicholas for failure to maintain control. A 21-year-old who was living with a 66-year-old grandmother in rural western Iowa has been charged with killing her. In late June, Cheryl Stowe's co-workers asked the Monona County Sheriff to do a welfare check at the woman's home near Castena. She wasn't there, but her grandson was, and authorities arrested Elliot Stowe on an outstanding warrant. He had threatened a parole officer, and court records indicate he was charged in early June with false imprisonment and assault. One day later, officers went back to the area and found Cheryl Stowe's body about 1.5 miles from her home. State medical examiner has now classified her death as a homicide. On Tuesday, Elliot Stowe was charged with first-degree murder. He was being held at Monona County Correctional Facility on a $1 million cash bond. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office today arrested 55-year-old Scott Timothy Brown of Grant. Brown was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. following a traffic stop and brought to the Montgomery County Jail. He was wanted on a Pottawatomie County bench warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving while revoked. Bond was set at $10,000. And Red Oak Police Tuesday evening arrested 51-year-old Mark Ray Malley of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 6 o'clock on a charge of public intoxication and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. In our funeral announcements, Delnell Bud Holtz, age 100, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Delnell Bud Holtz will be today at 10:30. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Mona Schuster, age 85, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mona Schuster will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Harold Cavanus, age 88, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Harold Cavanus will be on Saturday at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Alice McKibben Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Alice Leyland will be held Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Bethany Farm Christian Camp east of Brayton. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna Bell Adkins Fassel, age 78, of Earlham, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Donna Bell Fassel will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Andrew Varley, age 83, of rural Earlham, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Andrew Varley will be held December 1st at 11 a.m. in the Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Betty Louise Mullins, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Betty Mullins are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Janice Namanny, age 83, of Lewis, died Tuesday at her home. Services for Janice Namanny are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.